This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live Sunday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up anything that you want and take control of the airwaves with you in the studio tonight. It's me, Ian.
Me, Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We can accept your Skype calls as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. As usual, there's interesting stuff worth talking about in the news, but of course, you can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, a very important court decision about the Snuggie.
Yes.
Yes, we will discover what a judge has ruled a Snuggie actually is, according to the court system, according to Legaland.
And also we'll discover why the courts even had to get involved in this in the first place.
Are there jeggings or nerts involved, Daryl?
Not.
What are those things?
A nert is a not a shirt.
I'm going to have to look this one up.
A jegging is a jeans legging.
Yeah, so there's a series of videos called The Problem with Jeggings.
Okay.
And they're absolutely hilarious. Not fit for broadcast on the radio, but they're absolutely hilarious.
And then when I heard you guys talking about Snuggies, since Daryl and I had together enjoyed these jeggings videos, I had to bring it up.
Yes.
So the nerd appears to be just a see-through T-shirt.
It's a not a shirt.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, we'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. Also, Chapter 13, which we've been promising for weeks and haven't actually gotten to in economics in one lesson, that is still on tap here as we've been a little derelict in our duties.
I think we can kind of just bulldoze through it. It's a very strange subject matter in this.
What's the subject, Johnny Ray?
Parity pricing.
So we'll get into that. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. But since we're talking about economic stuff, Daryl, there was a story that you had about Americans and their household debt load, which is not going in the right direction.
Correct.
Unless you value debt.
Right. If you're one of the people that thinks that debt is good, then yes, it's going in the right direction.
I suppose if you're a loan officer at a bank, then this makes you happy. But
according to a report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, total household debt in the United States climbed to a near record $12.58 trillion at the end of 2016. The report earlier this month, 33-page report, the quarterly report of household debt and credit, shows that every category of debt measured saw an increase. That includes mortgages, credit cards, student loans, and auto loans. The total increase of $460 billion in 2016 was the largest increase in a decade.
Hmm.
Mortgage balances, now at $8.48 trillion, made up 67% of household debt.
Mm-hmm.
At the current rate of growth, household debt is expected to break the record high from 2008 of $12.68 trillion.
Wow.
The year, that being 2008, was marked by the start of a recession.
Yep.
So
and
they're
that was
expecting
right around the
sometime,
bailout.
They're expecting sometime this year that household debt in the U.S. will cross what it was in 2008.
Not good.
Not good at all. And one has to wonder, does this mean that there's another bubble?
Well, in which area? The real estate area, the schooling, multiple bubbles, perhaps? I mean,
I think most people are looking and saying that student loans is the next bubble.
Mm-hmm.
It's the next one that's going to burst. But, of course, there could be bubbles in all kinds of things. They're saying that mortgages, which are almost $8.5 trillion, make up 2/3 of all household debt.
Right.
The report indicates that mortgages still make up the bulk of household debt, but that student loans are now 10% of total debt.
Okay.
Auto loans are 9%, and credit card debt is 6%. Dollar amounts rose in each category in the fourth quarter of 2016. The rising debt indicates that banks are extending more credit to households. A major difference between 2008 and 2016 debt levels, according to the report, is that fewer delinquencies were reported at the end of 2016 than in 2008.
So people today are more likely to be paying the debts than they were in 2008, so they have more of them, but there are also fewer delinquencies?
Yes. In the fourth quarter of 2016, 4.8% of debts were regarded as delinquent or late payments,
mm-hmm.
compared with 8.5% of such debt in the third quarter of 2008.
That actually sounds kind of promising. I mean, it's not good that people are taking on more debt, in my opinion, but at the very least, if they're making payments, that things could be worse, I suppose.
It could be worse, and I'm curious what the population growth has been over the last 8 years. Because per capita debt gone up precipitously, or is it just that there's more people with debt, so it's spread out a little bit further than what it was a decade ago?
I mean, could it really change that much over a decade? I
don't know. I really don't know.
There are a lot of millennials, aren't there?
A lot of millennials. There's also, you know, more people moving into the United States. The population is definitely larger now than it was a decade ago, but the question is, by how much?
Mm-hmm.
The article here from UPI concludes there were also 200,000 fewer consumer bankruptcies reported in the fourth quarter of 2016, a 4% decline compared to the fourth quarter of 2015.
So does this affect you guys? I mean, are you taking on more debt? Is this something you can personally relate to? Or are you about on par, no debt whatsoever? I mean, if you want to reveal any of that information, obviously.
I'm super debt averse.
Me too.
I don't think I have really any debt at all. My car's paid off. That was my one thing that I had borrowed money on, and that's paid off now.
How many years have you had that paid off for?
I just paid it off, I think, at the beginning of last year.
Good feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me personally, I don't take it on, but I think that I'm missing out on the American experience a little bit by not trying to leverage my way into a home or something like that.
Like the home with a white picket fence, fancier car, that kind of thing, or
yeah.
What?
Well, America's greatest export, I think, is American dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And so as an American, I should maybe try and get my hands on some more than I'm making.
If you want to export American dollars, you could go to eBay, find somebody from Venezuela that is selling Bolivar Fuerte,
yeah,
and then buy it at a tremendous markup, but then you're helping someone in Venezuela be able to afford to eat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's basically
why
charity.
Would I want to do that?
It would be charity. Yeah, that would be why. This is something that obviously does affect a lot of people. I mean, Daryl, you seem like a pretty frugal guy. I don't get the feeling that you're in too much debt, if at all.
I have not taken out a loan since I paid off the car that I sold for Bitcoin.
So I can't relate either. I've gotten into debt in the past to buy houses, but have done, you know, as much as I could to pay them off as quickly as possible. And I'm by no means any kind of monetary expert or, I guess, what are they, financial planner or whatever.
Right.
But I do know enough to try to not get into debt, because I feel like that is one of the worst things that you can possibly do to yourself, is be, you know, leveraged against and have to pay somebody for the privilege of using their money. I mean, you're not getting anything out of it except for, what, a new TV set, a new car, all these things. But do you really need those things? And I wonder if we looked at people's debt loads, what kind of stuff they're buying with all of this debt. Is it the fancy car, the big old big screen TV? What
luster,
are we talking about?
The luster fades on those purchases pretty
sure
quickly.
Sure does. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium-quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free here, 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in. It's Skype username lrn.fm. We're talking about some disturbing new levels of household debt, almost to a record, but not quite. The record apparently was set back in 2008, right around the time when the recession started. And yep. Right around the time when the bailouts, if I recall correctly, were happening yep. as well. And so Daryl has that story. Of course, you can share your thoughts with us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. And we were talking about debt as sort of a bad spending habit. Obviously, there's some debt that can be, like, constructive, I think. So, like, if you are, you know, you want to stay in a place, and you know you like that place as far as area of right. of land, then buying a house there rather than paying rent, in a lot of cases, makes sense. I mean, some could argue it doesn't make as much sense in these economic times as it has in the past. But buying a house can generally lower your monthly payment that you would be normally paying towards rent, and it goes to pay off your debt on the house rather than paying off your landlord's debt. So in the long run, if you're planning on staying in a place, to me, it makes sense to do something like that. I consider that to be a kind of constructive type of debt.
I've heard before that unless you plan on staying in that location for at least, and I've heard both of these numbers, 5 and 10 years,
yeah.
then it does not make sense to buy unless you plan on being there for longer
for a long
than that
time. That's what I'm saying. If you plan on staying somewhere, then buying a house makes sense. If you think you might be flipping to a different town or moving because of a job or whatever, then it makes no sense whatsoever. Whereas people used to, before the recession, before the bubble burst on the real estate market, they used to be able to buy a house and then flip it a few years later and right. actually make money because the prices of real estate continued to go up for a time until it didn't anymore. So there's, you know, no guarantees in the future, but
correct.
One thing's for sure, if you are going to stay in a place, then it does make sense to go ahead and start paying off a mortgage rather than paying a landlord's mortgage.
Right.
So that kind of debt can be helpful because it can ultimately reduce your monthly costs, ideally.
Right.
So I get that, but to just, like, you know, buy big screen TV sets or, you know, other crap you don't need, like a luxury sedan or whatever we're talking about, the unnecessary things.
Well, and
in
not
life.
Everybody that takes out an auto loan is buying a luxury car.
No doubt.
Some people just don't have the, you know, like $5,000 or $7,000 lying around to go yeah. buy a used car. So
that's
need
true.
To take out an
you
auto
can get,
loan.
You can get used cars for $500.
Yeah, but they're going to have problems. I mean, if you get a $500 used car, you better have a few grand set aside for repairs.
And not as
unless
many
you get
now.
A really ugly one.
Not as many now as several
like
years
Daryl's
ago
car.
Because of the cash for clunkers thing.
Daryl's car doesn't go anywhere. It's broken.
It probably costs more than $500 too. I was
yes,
just ragging on Daryl.
So what were you saying about cash for clunkers? I'm sorry.
The cash for clunkers wound up taking a lot of those $500 and $1,000 cars
off the
market. Because what happened, people would go trade in a car, get a guaranteed like $3,000 down payment on something, and the catch was that those cars that got traded in under cash for clunkers had to be destroyed.
Yeah, unless you are an auto mechanic who loves to tinker, then a $500 car is likely going to be a problem, you know, right out the gate.
Yes,
that's the reason why they're selling it so cheap is because it's got serious problems, and you know they may not even know how many problems that it has.
Right. All right. Well, I maintain that you can get a good, dependable, reliable automobile for a fraction of this $5,000 that Daryl's bandying about.
I think it depends.
I think if you spend $1,000 on a car, if you shop right, then you can get one that is maybe banged up and stuff,
yeah.
but like an old Honda Civic or something that will last for many years to come.
You might be able to buy a car from, you know, somebody's grandma that never drove anywhere, but she had a car
right.
just in case she ever had to, you know, like, yeah.
it depends.
Drive somewhere.
That's why I say it depends on the circumstances of who you're buying the car from, what the story is behind the car. I would agree with you, Johnny Ray. It is possible, but the lower you get in price, the more difficult that possibility becomes. But nonetheless, I mean, are people buying things they don't need? Of course they are.
Yes.
Because there is a consumer kind of mentality in the United States, And some things you need, some things you don't. Now, some things will make your life better, and they don't cost a whole lot. Like MyPillow. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and you'll get a MyPillow at half price, or two for the price of one. It's a great pillow because it actually fits to the shape of your body and holds your neck in the proper position. If you can actually get some good sleep out of getting a MyPillow, it's worth every penny that you'll pay for it. And again, they're not really that expensive at all. So you go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL to get one at half price. Plus, you can wash it. If you need to, you can put it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. It's also guaranteed to last for 10 years. So 10-year warranty plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you're not satisfied with MyPillow for whatever reason, you can just send it back to MyPillow.com, and they'll give you your purchase price back. So really, very low risk here. MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. All right, so we're talking about household debt. And if you want to share your experience with getting in and out of debt, you're certainly welcome to do that. Of course, there's also the bankruptcy process, which a friend of ours actually went through a few months ago. And that's an interesting thing because it basically just... No, we don't know Donald Trump, okay. But he used to a former co-host of the show. I won't say who it was, but that's an interesting thing because you're basically using this financial system to clear away all of your debts, and after 7 years, I guess you can start rebuilding your credit. So, of course, that's what a lot of people end up doing is just spending like crazy and, you know, using the benefits of this debt-based money system and then just using the kind of the system to make it all go away.
But then there are certain things that if you file bankruptcy, they still don't go away. So student loans never go away.
Right.
That seven-year thing, I think that's biblical.
Is that right?
Yeah, the concept of the Jubilee year, I believe, was something that came around every 7 years, and debts were forgiven on that year.
I don't really like the idea of bankruptcy, but then again, it is a debt-based system, so it's just part of the crazy system that we're saddled with here. I mean,
right, but you do like the idea of forgiveness.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I like forgiveness, but also, you know, people should pay somebody what they owe them.
Right.
You know, forgiveness makes sense to a point, but generally you don't want to...
Voluntary forgiveness.
Right. And
bankruptcy is forced forgiveness.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, being able to choose to forgive somebody's debts is something completely different than having the government force you to forgive those debts. And, of course, there's a difference between forgiving somebody and trusting the person again. So
right.
I can forgive somebody who's made mistakes, but if they made mistakes with a loan and they don't show any kind of fiscal responsibility, forgiveness doesn't mean that they get to come back and get more loans, right? So
right.
That's an important distinction. If you want to join us, you can hear the live Sunday edition that continues on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the Snuggie. This is it was marketed as a piece of clothing, but some were arguing it's actually in point of fact a blanket. And the courts, or at least one court, has now decided in the United States. Is that right? And we'll explain to you why Daryl's got that story on the way. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here and take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Live Sunday edition of the program with you tonight. It's Ian. Oh, sorry, Johnny Ray. Try that again.
Johnny Ray.
All right. And Daryl.
Okay, so, yeah, you can take control here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, we should get into the book. We should get into economics in one lesson. We've been putting it off and putting it off since we're talking about economic stuff. It seems like as good of a time as any to do that. Chapter 13, Parity Pricing, P-A-R-I-T-Y, parity pricing. We'll get into that here, as opposed to parity, which would be a different kind of price. 855-450-FREE, and Skype username lrn.fm. Let's go to Will. He's in Virginia, though. Will, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online via TuneIn. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Ian? How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, it's Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. Doing good.
Yeah. I'm on my way home from the International Students for Liberty Conference.
Uh-huh.
About 130 miles north of Knoxville, headed home.
So I saw on Facebook that you actually had some problems there at ISFLC.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to clear the air on a more national scale, I guess you could say, and kind of let people know what really happened.
What happened allegedly versus what really happened?
Well, what I'm talking about is probably not what Will is talking about. I saw that apparently for the first time at a Liberty event ever, you had some merchandise go missing.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, about $500 worth of T-shirts were stolen last night.
Oh, my God.
I want to say 15 or 20 of the legalized gay marijuana shirts and probably the same amount of our taxation as theft shirts were all stolen in the middle of the night.
Wow. Now, are we talking, this is like a hotel convention style event, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And the hotel normally will lock a door to,
no.
you know,
no, no security of any kind. Yeah.
Wow. Usually, yeah. like, a vendor area is behind some sort of closed door that can be locked at a during nighttime. I'm sorry to hear that that wasn't the case. But normally at a libertarian event, you expect people are going to be a little better than average as far as their likelihood to commit some sort of theft or crime
yep.
like this. And it's certainly been my case that, like, in the Porcupine Freedom Festival, when we used to go there for many years, Free Talk Live would go there, and we'd leave all our broadcast equipment sitting out, you know, a mixer and nice pairs of headphones. Nobody ever took any of that. And
well, five years now of doing vending at Liberty events, and we do the honor system at all the events that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time that we've had, because, you know, I mean, 5 years, five or six events a year, so, and 30 events, basically, we've had products stolen from us once. And it's a pretty good ratio there, you know, but it's still unfortunate that it did happen. At a libertarian event.
That's bad. Do you think that you were targeted, or was you know, because you're a Muslim? Or were there,
no,
were there...
it's because I have awesome T-shirts.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, for all you know, they went and they, you know, threw them in the garbage. I mean, if they show up on eBay, then that'll be something. But
well,
did anybody else...
Well, they would have taken the Muslims for Liberty shirts, too, if they were going to throw them in the garbage. The only thing that was left on the table was our Muslims for Liberty T-shirt.
Okay, that's interesting.
All of our T-shirts and pro-gun, all of that stuff was all taken. All that was left on the table were the Muslim shirts.
Wow, that's very interesting. All right, so, yeah, it's probably not because of that. Now, was there anybody else that you know of that was also struck? Were there any other vendors?
No, there was another vendor that said he had a couple of books that disappeared, but he figured that people just assumed they were free, like they were on other tables. But we had a sign up that very clearly stated, T-shirts are $10. This is an honor system. I don't trust the government, but I do trust you. Put the money in the box. And, you know, but, you know, things happen.
But, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about that.
It is what it is. You know, we'll
just
take
be more
the money
careful.
That we made and reinvest and then go to the next festival and make our money back and hopefully just keep moving on.
Are you going to start boxing stuff up from now on? Just be a little bit more careful? Or are you going to keep riding, you know, letting it ride? Uh-huh.
You know what? I think we're going to continue to do things the way that we've always done them.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going to allow this. If it happens again, then we'll start boxing stuff up. But
yeah.
I'm not going to lose my trust in the Liberty community as a whole because I went to an event with a bunch of college kids and came and took some of my stuff in the middle of the night. You know, they're college
kids. Now, what is this event? IFSLC? What is it again?
The International Students for Liberty Conference. They bring Liberty activists, Students for Liberty activists from all over the globe.
Now, how many of these people are actual libertarians? Because wasn't there some fascist that was at this conference that's been bubbling up with some controversy? Because I guess the fascist guy, this alt-right guy named Richard Spencer, who I'd never heard of before, but he's getting all kinds of press now because they threw him out of the conference. Apparently.
Well, actually, what really happened, he asked security to escort him out. He wasn't ejected. Everyone that was in the bar that was engaged in the conversation was told to leave. I was actually physically grabbed by a member of security from behind. And Richard was never touched by security. So to give the impression publicly that he was somehow accosted or physically thrown off the property by the hotel security is a gross misrepresentation of the facts.
So,
security came because he set up his little thing. He showed up uninvited to a private event.
I thought that he was invited.
Did he have a ticket?
No. He did not have a ticket. He was not a paid registered member. He was not an invited speaker.
I saw that apparently he claimed to have been invited by the Hoppian Caucus, that being named after Hans Hermann Hoppe, the guy that
wrote the book that we're reading.
Four Trump supporters got together at the conference, created a caucus while they were there, and then started promoting that he would come. So, I mean, you can call that a caucus if you'd like to, you know, throwing together four people to call
themselves
a caucus.
But I just want to be clear that this guy did not have a ticket.
He didn't have a speaking engagement officially with the event?
He was neither a registered, he was not a registered attendee, nor was he a registered sponsor or vendor.
So where was he? He was in a bar?
He set up a table, from what I heard.
He went in and set up a table at the hotel bar. Now, to give you a little geography of the bar, the doorway of the bar, on the left side of the doorway of the bar is where he set his table up. On the right side of the doorway of the bar is where the security officer's kiosk is. So he set his little thing up right next to the security kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
And every time the volume got a little loud, security would come over and say, you guys need to keep it down. And then as the crowd grew, the volume kept going up. And eventually, when Jeffrey Tucker came down and said, basically called him a fascist and a troll, and then walked away, the volume of the crowd went up again, and the security of the hotel said, everybody has to go.
Now, what was he there doing? Was he speaking to a crowd of
people?
He
was being a troll.
He came in. Myself and two other libertarians spent about 47 minutes confronting and challenging his philosophy, pointing out the moral inconsistencies of it with libertarianism, basically trying to force him to admit that he supports violence against others that he's too cowardly to commit himself.
I see.
I challenged him when he said he supported not just Trump's Muslim ban, quote unquote, but a full ban on all Muslims coming into the country. I said, I challenged him and said, then I would like you to come and tell my two children that are here with me why it is okay for men with guns to prevent their grandparents from coming to see them because to satiate your bigotry. And he wasn't particularly happy about that. And then there was another person that went in and another round of discussion and then another round of discussion. And we were having a discussion. People were confronting his views, confronting his ideas. And
so is that why it was getting loud? Because people were yelling at one another? Was the bar already loud so people felt they needed to?
You had about 40 people in a group.
Mm-hmm.
When you put 40 people in a room, even talking to each other, it gets very, very loud.
Yeah, hold that thought. Will Coley's with us from Muslims for Liberty. What I also want to know is, after this conflict with this fascist guy, is that when the shirts got stolen? Was it the same night? It's Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first, I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough new biotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flat belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Seasons before, Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Of course, if you support Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing, talking about the ideas of liberty and peace on a nightly basis, 7 nights a week, we're live. The only show doing it on more than 150 radio stations from coast to coast in the United States, internationally on 2 satellite channels, and, of course, streaming online via podcast. If you support what we're doing, then please amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. It is because of support of listeners directly is why we are how successful we are, why we're on all of the stations that we're on. I mean, it's every now and then our network will bring us a station or two, but it's pretty rare. Most of those stations were gotten by me and Daryl doing the actual day-to-day work of calling these radio stations, following up with them, and working with people in the industry to promote Free Talk Live, to get us out there into program directors' minds, so when they're looking at making changes to their radio station, they think about us. And you can help make that possible for $5 a month and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, which doesn't have the normal commercials that a regular podcast does, as well as the amp-only Facebook group. Probably the only reason I continue to use Facebook. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there, and you can get interactive with the other amplifiers on the Facebook group. It's a nice little perk. And, of course, the best thing is it helps us for $5 a month. I mean, it's the price of a cup of coffee, a hamburger. This is not a whole lot to help us spread the ideas of liberty. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we've got Will Coley with us. He's in Virginia and actually on his way back from the International Students for Liberty Conference. I guess that is ISFLC. And you were, where was it, in D.C., Will?
Yeah, we were in Washington, D.C., the belly of the beast.
Yuck. Sorry you had to be there. How big is this conference? Are we talking like 1,000 people, 5,000?
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Easily 1,000?
Easily 1,000. There were a lot of people there.
So I think that, you know, what happened, and I've actually got a brief clip here. Apparently there's like a 40-minute video, but looks like School Sucks Podcast has boiled it down to about 2 minutes and 45 seconds on their YouTube channel. It's called Jeffrey Tucker versus Richard Spencer. Now, Tucker, longtime listeners of the show will know, has been actually a guest host here on Free Talk Live with us from some of these events. So if we're broadcasting at an event,
Forkfest.
If he's there, he'll usually sit in with us for an hour or two, sometimes for a whole show. And then Richard Spencer, I'd never heard of the guy before the last 48 hours.
I only heard of him a couple weeks ago because he got punched. And, you know, there's a big thing of, punching Nazis is now a fun activity.
So, apparently, Richard Spencer, according to you, Will, was actually in the hotel bar at this conference. He was not a guest speaker for the event. He was just sort of unofficially there as somebody who was in a hotel bar. He didn't even have a ticket to the event. So, technically... Right. Technically, anybody who wants to go into a hotel bar and drink can usually do that in most hotels. And so I guess he had a few supporters that were at the conference who had invited him to come and speak to them at this hotel bar, which resulted in an open-air debate between you and some other libertarians who'd come in there to challenge this person. Ultimately, then Jeffrey Tucker comes in at some point, and this is what transpires. Now, I've listened to a little bit of this. I don't believe there's anything that we can't put on the radio, but I'm only going to play a little bit because I don't know what comes after the amount that I've actually listened to. I imagine the tempers were flaring during this conflict, and I'm sure that there is going to be some un-FCC-friendly language at some point in this clip. So here we go.
Fascists are not welcome at an anti-fascist.
Not welcome.
Liberty is about human dignity, about liberty for all, and not about fascism. You know, the only reason you're here because of public accommodation laws, otherwise you'd be thrown out immediately.
All right, so that's as far as I've gone through here. Will, you were there for this whole thing. You were there before Jeffrey Tucker showed up.
I was standing 3 feet away from Jeffrey when he said that.
Yeah, and so what happened then? What happened after the clip?
After that, there was something said about Jeffrey being hypocritical because he, quote-unquote, supports the deep state.
What is that?
To which I responded, that's kind of funny coming from someone who themselves supports state violence. The only difference in you and the guy that punched you in the face, the liberal that punched you in the face, is at least the liberal that punched you in the face isn't too big of a coward to get his own hands dirty. You yourself, on the other hand, are a coward because you want violence. You just prefer to have the state commit that violence on your behalf.
Right. Now, this is a guy who, as I understand it, he's one of these white supremacists. They call themselves race realists. That's the new code word for white supremacy. And this person is, you know, one who believes that essentially his society should be emptied of people who are a different color than him. Is that right?
Either that or that the government should forcefully segregate multicultural pluralist societies like America.
Yeah.
And only whites can live in this state. Only Hispanics can live in this place. Only... you know, Arabs can live here. He wants, if he can't have a purely Eurocentric America, he wants an America that is starkly segregated through the use of government violence. He would prefer if it were voluntary, but he openly says he's totally cool if the state violence is what is necessary to create that.
Obviously, you can't define somebody's race these days. It doesn't really exist. People are too mixed up. But I just wanted to interject to you gentlemen that the deep state is different depending on who you're talking to. I first encountered the term on Lou Rockwell's aggregating news website,
mm-hmm.
and then it was the deep state was sort of a mysterious undercurrent in the U.S. federal government that was based not on the mechanics and the way that government is supposed to work on paper, but more by tradition and personalities and stuff.
Is it sort of like the black ops kind of government where their money's off the books, it's being run by the
there's
elites?
There's a book titled The Deep State that I just found trying to find a definition for the term. The book is The Deep State, The Fall of the Constitution and the Rise of a Shadow Government.
A shadow government. Okay, we've heard of that term before, shadow government.
And lately...
These are the unelected, unaccountable people who supposedly pull the strings behind the scenes.
The globalist.
But the Trump coalition, they seem to, when they're talking about the deep state, it seems like they're talking about, like, bureaucrats, unelected bureaucrats, or the judges that might defy Trump's orders. These are people who are embedded in the state, and they're not subject to the popular will of the voter, and they are the new deep state.
I guess I just can't envision Jeffrey Tucker supporting any kind of state. I mean, I don't know the man very well, but from the time that we've had him on the air, he seemed to be a very principled libertarian. Is this just a smear on the side of these fascist, racist people? That, you know, are they just smearing him with that, or is there any kind of evidence that Tucker's in support of the secret state?
There was a comment that he made where he said basically something to the effect that he never knew that the state under Trump would be so bad that it made the deep state look good, or something to that effect, mocking Trump.
I see.
That was, you know, of course,
it was a joke.
Taken and turned into, look, Jeffrey Tucker supports state.
Will, we're going to let you get back to, sounds like the family's needing you over there. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe, okay?
You take care.
Thanks for the call, man. That's Will Coley from Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. You can go and learn more about him there. Talking about this conflict between Jeffrey Tucker, Will Coley, and other libertarians versus this troll who arguably was successful. This Richard Spencer is his name, a.k.a. Dick. Dick was a very successful troll in my, you know, by my understanding, because I think that he got exactly what he wanted out of this. He wanted, like,
he got attention.
Yeah, he wanted likely this conflict. He wanted this attention. We heard of him for the first time because of this situation. Had Will and Jeffrey and the other libertarians who went down there to challenge this guy, had they just left him alone with his, what, handful maybe of supporters? He's sitting there with a few couple guys with, like, Trump hats on at this table. Had they left him there?
From what I heard, though, he had some kind of banner on the table that made people think that he was there as an official part of the event.
I see. 855-450-FREE. But my point is, if they'd ignored him, I bet you he wouldn't have gotten half the press. We're coming up yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness, but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! Hostgator.com/FTL.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, Each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.